House will come to order. Ladies and gentlemen, the pending deadline that's in front of us is Friday. Tomorrow, last day for bill introductions. We will do the best we can. Some are going to be left hanging. We've introduced a lot of bills that will probably never see the light of day just for lack of time, but we'll do the best we can. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Baker, here. Baldwin, present. Farlow, here. Berger, here. Blackburn, present. Blake, here. Burkhart, here. Bird, here. Campbell, here. Kennedy, here. Clem, here. Connolly, here. Dayton, here. Edmonds, here. Edwards, here. Eklund, here. Esquivel, here. Freeman, here. Gay, here. Greer, here. Halverson, here. Harshman, here. Harvey, here. Hunt, here. Yagi, here. Jennings, here. Kasparik, here. Kinner, here. Kirkbride, here. Croker, here. Crone, here. Larson Lloyd, here. Larson Dan, here. Lindholm, here. Lockhart, here. Laux, here. Madden, here. McKim, here. Miller, here. Moniz, here. Nicholas, here. Northrup, here. Paxton, here. Pelkey, here. Petroff, here. Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, here. Summers, here. Steinmetz, here. Stubson, here. Throne, here. Walters, here. Wilson, here. Winters, here. Zwanitzer Dan, here. Zwanitzer Dave, here. Mr. Speaker, here. Freeman, here. 60 present.
The prayer for the day is offered by Lieutenant Doug Hansen, representing the Salvation Army.
Good morning. Lieutenant Doug Hansen with the Salvation Army. My wife and I have the privilege of being the core officers, the pastors of the Salvation Army, and we're very privileged to have this honor today. Thought it quite fitting as well. The Salvation Army, we are in 26 communities throughout our great state of Wyoming, so we are in many of the communities that you guys represent. So as the chaplain for today and tomorrow, I wanted to open up with the verse of the day and then a short prayer afterwards. So today's verse, if you'll allow me, is Romans 13, verse 1, and it reads, Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this divine appointment to serve others in our great state. We pray that we would remember the people we represent, the businesses, the parents, the children, senior citizens, students, government employees, men and women in the military, the homeless and the forgotten. May we truly represent them all throughout our day and through our voting. May this position in our state's government not elevate us in pride, but humble us to know that our actions impact others' lives. We pause this morning to recognize you and to give you full credit for past success, and we pray for future success as well. We pray these things in your holy name. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation.
The reading clerk will read the journal report.
Your journal committee reports that the journal of February 10th, 2016 has been read and recommends that be approved. Signed by Representative Steinmetz and Schwartz.
It's my understanding we have a couple of re-referrals. Representative Kasparek, are you about? There she is. Representative Kasparek, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Standing Committee 9, Minerals, needs to re-refer Bill Number, House Bill Number 10, Clean Water Revolving Fund Amendments to Appropriations.
Without objection, it's re-referred. Chairman Northrop.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Committee Number 4, Education, needs to re-refer House Bill 19 to JAC.
Without objection, it's re-referred to JAC. Are there any others? Chairman Northrop, I'm told that that bill can't be re-referred yet because it hasn't been read in. Now, do we have another re-referral? I'm trying to... Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Mr. Speaker, while we've got a second, can I have privilege of the
yes,
floor?
Yes, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to our page, junior page for the today. Meade Stubson is here to join us today. Meade is 12. He's a sixth grader at Casper Classical Academy. He's a pianist. He's in the Casper Children's Chorale. He plays clarinet. And for my friends on the other side of the aisle, he really likes John F. Kennedy. So anyway, Meade, this is his sixth consecutive year as a page here on the floor of the Wyoming House, so please welcome Meade.
The doctor of the day is Evan Nordby from Cheyenne. Would you please welcome him to the House? Representative Blake.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, please.
Yeah, please join me in welcoming to the gallery, I guess is what it's called now, the aquarium, the mayor of Green River, Pete Russ, City Councilman Mark Peterson, City Councilman Alan Wilson, and City Administrator Reed Clevenger. Welcome to Cheyenne.
Welcome to the House. Representative Croton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Yes, please.
Thank you. I think some of us in the body have been members of the Associated Students of the University of Wyoming, and I'm proud to announce the Vice President, the current Vice President of the Association of Students of the University of Wyoming is in the aquarium today, Emily Kate from Park County, Wyoming. Put your hands together for Emily.
Representative Zwanitzer Dan, Chairman Zwanitzer Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We also are joined by the president of ASUW, and even though he is from Johnson County, he's been a great Boy State counselor for the last 3 years and a good friend of mine for about six. Please welcome Brian Schuler and the rest of ASUW.
Representative Casper.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your indulgence, please. I have one more re-referral from your standing committee number 9, Minerals, and it is House Bill 28, Cease and Transfer Program to Appropriations.
Without objection, so re-referred. Representative Winters.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Yes, please.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to recognize out in the gallery Mr. Mike Lehman from the Diocese of Cheyenne. If you'd welcome him to the House.
We're now at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 43. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 43 from Representative Harshman, an act relating to concealed weapons.
Representative Harshman, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move for favorable introduction of House Bill 43. Here's the problem we're trying to fix, members. This fall I had a... He's not that young anymore. He's in his 30s, but young man was back, had an elk permit. He's stationed, of course, out of state. He's a special operator. He's been in all the stands, Iraq. He was on his way to Africa, actually. He's briefed the president in the Oval Office twice. I mean, he's truly a patriot, born and bred Wyoming citizen, but he can't get a concealed carry permit because you have to appear in public. And he came back for his elk permit for the first time in 10 years. He'd been back. So then the idea would be to get the permit so then he could, and where he's stationed at is also a concealed carry permit state with reciprocity. So what this bill does is allow the Attorney General to set up the rules so you would not have to appear in person to get your permit. It goes through a signed notary, and you know, and if you think we need to add more, I heard one representative say we should have a statement from his commanding officer. I think those things could all make it better, but the idea is not to exclude those folks who are going to be coming back to our state. He was back talking about what he plans to do in the next ten years when he's a career man in the Marine Corps. So that's all I'm trying to fix. So I'd stand for any questions. Thanks.
Anyone wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none, we're voting on introduction of House Bill 43. Two-thirds vote, majority votes required for introduction. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Freeman, Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder, Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Miller. Miller excused. Reeder. Reeder excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
House Bill 43 has passed introduction and is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 98.
Before we get to that, Mr. Speaker, may I indicate to these?
Would you please put on a demonstration there, Mr. Reed?
These, we are being timed differently today These are called hourglasses.
That's mostly because nobody trusted your watch.
I used to like the speaker. But anyway, these were invented. I mean, this is old technology, ancient technology, but they were invented by one of the members of the House here, Representative Yogi. Or Yogi. I'm not sure which. But we want to thank him, and I think he deserves a big round of applause for inventing this. Thank you. All right. House Bill 98 from Representative Winters, an act relating to administration of government.
Representative Winters, 2 minutes. Mike.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 98 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a bill that's designed to prevent state and local governments from penalizing persons for sincerely held religious beliefs regarding natural marriage or the immutability of biological sex, and allows them to live without fear of state or local government discrimination. This bill also protects people when it comes to employment, grants, contracts, tax treatment, and other programs offered by the state. This bill is necessary because in a famous recent ruling by the highest federal court, there was created a new constitutionally protected right that did not simultaneously acknowledge protections for religious beliefs. And as a result, there have been numerous instances across the nation where educational institutions, religious schools, adoption agencies, and faith-based charities have been threatened in various ways. And this bill is not designed to confer a privileged status on any particular religious sect. It is simply an anti-discrimination statute whose purpose is to restrain government from discriminating against certain beliefs regarding marriage and the immutability of sex. These beliefs are not limited to a single religious sect or even to religious individuals. Rather, they are shared by people of different faiths or no faith at all. This bill does not disadvantage any other belief. Differing beliefs regarding marriage and sexuality are not censored or disfavored by this bill, by the government. This bill simply acknowledges our First Amendment right and preserves the right to a free conscience.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Representative Throne, Madam Minority Floor Leader Throne, 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The First Amendment already protects our freedom of religion. This is not a First Amendment bill. It's a discrimination bill. It will harm our tourism industry in the state at a time when we are doing our utmost to enhance all of our economic opportunities. And it's really not necessary to protect the freedom of religion that all of us in this room hold dear. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to be heard in opposition? Representative Winters, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is not a discrimination bill. It is an anti-discrimination bill. This protects the religious liberty of people that have sincerely held religious beliefs. It is necessary in our current climate to help understand and make more explicit our First Amendment rights in one specific area. This is a non-discrimination bill. Thank you.
We're voting on introduction of House Bill 98. Two-thirds majority votes required for introduction. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Baker, Baldwin, Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, Byrd, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, excused, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 39 aye, 20 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 98 has failed. Introduction in the House. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 100. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 100 from Representative Pelkey, an act relating to the Wyoming Controlled Substance Act.
Representative Pelkey, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I respectfully move House Bill 100 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill was passed through this chamber last year and failed in the Senate on the last day. This merely establishes a look-back provision for misdemeanor possession charges akin to those that are applied to DUI convictions. In that case, a fourth DUI can be prosecuted as a felony. Under existing Wyoming statute, a third possession of a controlled substance, no matter when that occurred, or even in what jurisdiction it occurred, could be prosecuted as a felony. I put this bill forward largely to create equity among such offenses. Again, for example, under existing Wyoming statute, a third charge of domestic violence in 5 years can be prosecuted as a felony. And under existing statute, we have no such look-back provision for those who are convicted of misdemeanor possession charges. I would ask for your favorable consideration on this measure.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? We're voting on the introduction of House Bill 100. Two-thirds majority vote is required for introduction. The chief clerk will read the will call the roll.
Allen.
No.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay. Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
no.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
no.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Krohn,
no.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
no.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Madden, McKim,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
no.
Paxton,
no.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen, Pennell,
no.
Reeder, excused, Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
no.
Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne, Walters,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Stubson, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 33 aye, 26 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 100 has failed. Introduction in the House. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 109. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 109. 109 from Representative Pelkey, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
Representative Pelkey, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 109 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a sentencing enhancement measure designed to give a prosecutor the opportunity to seek an additional 25% enhancement on a penalty for a violent felony if the victim has been targeted solely because of his or her membership in a group. This can be characterized as a hate crimes bill, and I speak in favor of it largely because those measures are more egregious than a typical violent felony because it's, in essence, an assault against the community. Those victims are otherwise random victims solely targeted for their membership in a particular group, and I call on this body and the state to take a stand in opposition and of such acts, and to say that we are willing to stand up and punish those more severely than even an ordinary violent felony.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Representative Nicholas, 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against the this bill, first of all, if you read the language, it provides that if the violent felony is committed of whole or in substantial part because of race, and so that's going to be a judgment call. Number two, our prisons are overcrowded right now, and most crimes, most penalties for crimes, have a large gap. In other words, it's 20 to 40 years, and the reason you have that large gap gives the discretion to the judge to increase or enhance a penalty based upon the type of crime and the facts involved in it. Number two, this requires a whole separate trial. So we're going to load up the courts with extra trials. We're going to load up our prisons with extra folks, and we're going to do it because of race or gender or national origin. I submit to you that a murder is a murder, and that if you kill somebody or if you maim them, our penalties are severe enough. And the idea that just because they allege that a person may be Hispanic or for some minority, that you should enhance the penalty, and I just don't think it's appropriate. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Representative Pelkey, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I stand in support of this bill largely because the nature of a random crime based solely on one's membership in a class is an assault against an entire community, and I would suggest that the state take a stand against that.
We're voting on introduction of House Bill 109. A two-thirds majority is required for introduction. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Baker. No. Baldwin. Aye. Barlow. Berger. Blackburn. No. Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly. Dayton.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
No.
Greer.
No.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Kasparik.
No.
Kinner.
No.
Kirkbride.
No.
Croker. Crone.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
No.
Paxton.
No.
Pelkey.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Piperinen.
No.
Pinnell.
No.
Breeder excused. Schwartz. Summers.
No.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Baldwin. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 10 aye, 49 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 109 has failed introduction in the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 115. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 115 from Representative Connolly, an act relating to crimes and offenses and criminal procedure.
Representative Conley, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 115 and ask for your favorable consideration for introduction. Folks, what this bill does is simply eliminate death as a potential punishment for murder and modifies our statutes accordingly. There's lots of reasons to be against the death penalty, but it only takes agreeing with one to vote in favor of its abolition, because the alternative is that an individual can be put to death, and that is irrevocable. Death is different in every sense. In an attempt to afford the accused due process, the expense to law enforcement and the state is enormous. But despite those efforts, in the end, innocents have been executed, and that injustice can't be rectified. The last execution in Wyoming was in 1992, and before that in 1996. But today, we in the budget bill have appropriated $1.5 million in the public defender's office to continue a case where the courts deemed previous counsel to be ineffective and to prepare for a potential or other potential new cases. And that's not even talking about the cost to our prosecutors. We can't afford it. Evidence indicates that the existence of the death penalty isn't a deterrent to murder. The vast majority of countries have abolished the death penalty. So whether it's for moral or religious reasons, financial reasons to the state or counties, let's eliminate the death penalty.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Representative Lindholm, 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Not so much against, just as a question as far as if the bringer of the bill could answer. Statistically speaking, what exactly is more expensive, death penalty versus life in prison?
Does anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Representative Gay.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Welcome to the House, Representative Gay.
Oh, I've been here all along. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Very quickly, four of the last five death row inmates we've had in Wyoming have committed murder from within death row. Wyoming is complicit in these murders because we're not executing our criminals. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Representative Pinnell, we'll give you about 40 seconds left out of the 2 minutes. And I won't count your mic time against you there.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll figure this thing out one of these days. Mine's going to take a short amount of time. Don't forget the victims in this case, in all these cases. That's one thing that I think we're lacking. Victims, there's many victims in this case that deserve the death penalty on the defendant.
Representative Conley, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the questions. The answer to the question regarding the cost to the state for execution versus for going through the process for execution versus life in prison without parole is clear. It costs more to go through the process. As it should. Right? We have $1 million that is necessary for the current case that we have. Also, the last question regarding families. Know that many families of murder victims do not want the death penalty. They want the case to be closed.
Time.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're voting on introduction of House Bill 115. A two-thirds majority vote is required for introduction. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel. Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Greer,
no.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
J. Jennings. No. Kasparic. No. Kinner. No. Kirkbride. Aye. Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
Paxton.
No.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff. Piperinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Hunt, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 21 aye, 39 no.
House Bill 115 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 51. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 51 from the Appropriations Committee, an act relating to local government funding.
Chairman Harshman, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would request that we'd move this bill to the end and just explain the body. This is a mere introduction bill. It's not a mere bill, and so Management Council decided that of the other four appropriations bills, we would introduce them in both chambers. It passed introduction in the other chamber yesterday afternoon, is my understanding. So, but before, I don't want to withdraw the bill. I just want to move it down because we don't want to introduce it twice and have two mirrors going. So I just ask that we move it to the bottom of the list for now until we get confirmation.
The bill will be moved to the bottom of the list, and I won't charge any of that against your time on the next bill.
It's only 15 seconds, Mr. Speaker.
The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 85. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 85 from the Appropriations Committee, an act relating to higher education.
Chairman Harshman, you have a fresh 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd turn the explanation of the bill over to a member of the committee, Representative Greer.
Representative Greer, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Hey, this is a bill which is one of... Oh, he didn't move the bill. Yeah, I'll move for introduction. House Bill 85. This is one of our... I'll call this one of our cleanup bills out of JAC. This is something that's been worked through our budget in footnotes in the past. We wanted to get this brought out into a bill for the body to vote on. It also does some cleanup on some practice. So this is a bill that deals with the WAMI and the YDENT program. And it cleans up some of the statutory language to have it conform with the practice that has been going on. And so it deals with the fees that each of those students pay in each year and how those fees are held and how those fees are distributed and what they can be used for. And again, this will codify some of the practice that's been going on, and it helps us pull this out of a footnote in a budget and get it into statute like it should be. Thank you.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? We're voting on introduction of House Bill 85, a two-thirds majority votes required for introduction. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
House Bill 85 has passed introduction and is assigned to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 113. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 113 from Representative Connolly, an act relating to the Wyoming Governmental Claims Act.
Representative Connolly, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 113 and ask for your favorable introduction. Friends, I wish I could just say we passed this one as we should have 60-0 last year, and it died on that other side. Well, actually, it was pocket vetoed on that other side. What this bill does is simply allow for a cause of action under our Governmental Claims Act for a plaintiff to bring forth a suit after the violation of the whistleblower statute for healthcare facilities. So what's going on right now is that we have a statute that rightfully says that an individual who brings forth a complaint about HIPAA or Medicaid, anything like that in one of our government healthcare facilities, all right, shouldn't be fired. But in order for that person to bring forth a claim, there needs to be an exception in our governmental immunity statute, and that doesn't exist. So all this bill does is add in to the government immunity section the ability for that individual to bring forth a claim. So I ask for your favorable vote.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? We're voting on introduction of House Bill 113 and two-thirds majority votes required for introduction. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem. Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson. Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miller, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 7 no.
House Bill 113 has passed the House and is assigned to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 42. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 42 from Representative Harshman, an act relating to government expenditures.
Representative Harshman, Chairman Harshman, 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move favorable introduction of House Bill 42, fuel tax revenue restriction. Members, what this bill does is codify or make permanent the policy that was in place, I guess it's been 3 years ago, when the 10-cent fuel tax was added. And that, when we passed the fuel tax, it said that every dime of that new increase would go to, and it states on page 3 under the gas tax on line 20, shall be expended only for the cost of construction, reconstruction, maintenance, and repair of state highways. Because part of the original 14-cent fuel tax, there's this percentage that goes to administration, planning, all the things that aren't really about laying pavement necessarily. And so when we passed that, the 10 cents was to make sure it's going to paving Wyoming roads. And that has since expired. Now, we get a report, Transportation and Appropriations. It's in the statute, goes on to page 3 and on to page 4.
from the department each year on the expenditures of those that 10%. But, you know, sooner than we think, we're going to all be gone here, and nobody will remember that conversation. And the department testified here just in appropriations last month that they could administer and plan out of the 14 cents. It doesn't cost them any more to administer and plan 24 cents or 14 cents. And so it's just a way to us to say, hey, for this is the policy of this body, and all this money is going to go to road paving jobs every construction season, and no administrative or planning within the department from this 10 cents. Stand for any questions.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and not in opposition, but a question. I think we're doing the right thing with this bill, but can't the transportation folks say they're doing this and then just take money out of somewhere else to do? So I just worry that we can just shift around and get around this. Thoughts on that, please?
Does anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Chairman Harshman, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think to answer that question, I think this makes us very clear on this 10 cents. Now, they report back every year, and the reports over the last 3 years have been every penny has gone to road paving jobs in Wyoming. But that doesn't have to be that way 10 years from now under the current law. They could start carving off a percent or two of the fuel tax and saying, hey, we need this for administration and planning. And the point of being that you already have that in the original 14-cent fuel tax. And
time.
Thank you.
We're voting on introduction of House Bill 42. A two-thirds majority votes required for introduction. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Larson Dan, Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 no.
House Bill 42 has passed the House and is assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 80. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 80 from Representative Greer, an act relating to the Wyoming Community College Commission.
Representative Greer, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill number 80. Folks, this is the recalibration bill for our community colleges regarding the enrollment growth. We've wrestled with this issue for many years. We worked on this through the summer, and this is a result. And just a very quick overview is this will set a base, and that base is going to be determined by the amount that our chief executive recommended and our JAC followed through with the budget for the enrollment growth. It'll set that as a standard budget item, and then each 4 years we'll do a recalibration up or down, again, on the enrollment growth based on the enrollment. The bill contains many of the rules from the Community College Commission that have been codified, and I just ask for your favorable introduction so we can discuss this further. Thank you.
In opposition to the bill, Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. not so much in opposition, but just a little more of the history of this. And you'll recall that we set up a task force or a subcommittee of appropriations. And so we met three times over the interim. And there's a lot to this story. And it's not just a simple recalibration. You know, you think about recalibration of K-12 schools. It's a big committee, lots of testimony, lots of experts, lots of data. And really, I would say this work is ongoing. I don't think anybody in this room really understands how community colleges are funded from the state. And you would ask the Community College Commission, I mean, this has been attempted several times, but what we're doing now is not horrible. Our community colleges, compared to our surrounding states, are funded either 150 to 500% better than any other state, surrounding state. So I would say that, you know, if you pass this bill, probably doesn't matter, but I think let the committee continue, the subcommittee, which the sponsor is a part of that committee, to keep working this issue and let the community colleges have some more input. I just don't think we're done yet. And I understand the idea to bring this bill and to kind of show that we're making progress, but I just don't think it's ready for prime time. And again, I think what we're doing now is certainly not horrible. I think you ask the Community College Commission, they would agree. So I'm going to vote no, but I think I'm kind of agnostic. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Additional opposition to the bill? 30 seconds rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I agree there's more work to do. I strongly disagree. This bill is ready for prime time, and yes, there are people who can explain this bill, and I'll be one of them, and I can explain it in great detail. And so I take exception to the comment. This component regarding the enrollment growth is ready now for us to review and vote on and decide if this is how we move forward. Yes, there are other components dealing with funding of our community colleges that we do need to look at and address, just
time.
Like we do.
The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards. Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey. Harvey, aye. Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone, Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Speaker, aye. I am about to close the vote. Are there any other changes? Are there any changes? Harshman, aye to no. Bird, no to aye. Swanitzer Dave, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 5 no.
Having received the affirmative vote of 2/3 of the elected members, House Bill 80 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 83. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
House Bill 83 from Representative Croker, an act relating to ad valorem taxation.
Representative Croker, you have 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to move House Bill 83 and ask for its favorable consideration for introduction. Members of the body, most of you probably heard that we lost our home in a fire in October. And by pure coincidence, I found out Monday morning my home was destroyed, and Thursday I opened the mail and there's my property tax bill. And I called the assessor's office to talk about having, you know, my value reassessed, since obviously my property was worth significantly less than it had been a few days earlier, and was effectively told, well, it doesn't matter that you don't have a home. It was there in January, so you owe a full year's taxes on it. And frankly, that just felt like a punch in the gut from our local government. And I thought that should be changed. And so what this bill would allow is if there's a catastrophic event that affects a family where it greatly affects the value of their property or their home, they could get their property revalued and have a refund on the prorated for the section of going forward. So in my case, it would have been the last 2 months of the year I would have received a refund on the taxes or a credit towards the next year's bill. It's a small amount of money for a small amount of people, but I think that when people are in that position, you know, a couple hundred dollars can make a big difference. So I would ask for your favorable consideration on this bill.
All right. In opposition, Chairman Madden, you have a minute.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if I'm opposed to this or not, but one thing I question is whether or not this is an appropriate bill for a budget session. It's kind of a textbook example of a bill that needs a lot of work. For example, if you read the bill, you'll see that they mention catastrophic event but don't define it, except to say that any time your property tax goes down by 10%, that's catastrophic. Well, we're going to have property going down 10% from one community to another, so there could be a whole county catastrophic event. That plus there's a fiscal impact that occurs that will accrue to local governments, and that needs to be figured out. I guess what I'm saying is the caution I'm basing this on is that there's just too many moving parts that we can't cover in our committee in the next 2 or 3 days.
Further opposition, Representative Larson.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I guess I'd push back just a little bit. I do believe property taxes are paid in arrears, so I think you're paying for the taxes on the prior year.
Anyone else in opposition? 30-second rebuttal, Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would ask for your consideration for it to be introduced. I think those are things that can be addressed in committee, and if it's a little too complicated, maybe we can look at it as an interim topic, but I think there's value in starting the conversation now, so I would ask for your favorable vote.
Okay, the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake. Burkhart,
aye.
Byrd,
no.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Clem,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Dayton,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi, Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
no.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
no.
Larson Lloyd,
no.
Larson Dan,
no.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Paxton,
no.
Pelkey, Petroff,
no.
Pieperinen,
no.
Pinnell,
no.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
no.
Summers,
no.
Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
excused.
Walters excused, Wilson,
no.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. Oops. I'm sorry, Representative Kasparic, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Representative Winters, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 33 aye, 26 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive an affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 83 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 88. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
House Bill 88 from Representative Stepson, an act relating to the administration of government.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Speaker Pro Tem Stepson?
Thank you, Mr. Majority Whip. I would move favorable consideration of House Bill 88, move for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. On this floor, we've had a lot of discussion about zero-based budgeting, and we've adopted that through statute for ETS since its inception about 4 years ago. I think zero-based budget has its place, but what we found as a matter of practice is when you do zero-based budgeting year after year after year on an agency, you completely lose track, and it's much, much more difficult to track where the money is going and what the budgets are, because you receive your budget and you don't see what the standard budget was the year before. You don't see what the base budget was the year before. All you have is the budget in front of you. And so this bill is simply to put ETS back on the same budget cycle as the rest of the agencies with exception-based budgeting. I think from what we've seen, it'll allow us to much better track the dollars, see where they are increasing their budgets and where they aren't, because you really don't see that as they present the budget right now. So this is really hopefully a technical correction that'll allow us to more closely track the dollars going forward.
Is there any opposition? Any opposition? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem. Clem excused. Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker. Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
No.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers. Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters. Walters excused. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Representative Clem.
Aye.
Excused to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 43 aye, 16 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 88 has been introduced, and it is assigned to Committee number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 104. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
House Bill 104 from Representative Lindholm, an act relating to the Food Freedom Act.
You've heard the first reading of the bill. What's your pleasure, Representative Lindholm?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I would like to move House Bill 104 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, the 63rd, this is a friend from last year. We passed the Wyoming Food Freedom Act, and it was a big victory for local artisan foods. We were the first in the nation, and today seven other states follow in our footsteps. with the Food Freedom Act. So that's good news. Bad news is I got a bill on a technical fix. As it turns out, I can sell you or someone can sell you a chicken tamale, but they cannot sell you a beef tamale. However, when we're speaking of these other meats, we have to take in consideration the Federal Meat Inspection Act to ensure that our state inspection process stays whole. And that's why if you turn to page 2 of the bill, you can see that under the exceptions for meat, we insert an amendment, the sale of prepared food products containing meat if the meat was sold or provided pursuant to the applicable food safety program under Wyoming Statute 357123AX. And I have that out for you so you don't have to look it up. But basically what that says is establish and maintain a meat inspection program for the state. However, nothing in this act shall be construed to grant authority in the director of the Department of Agriculture or his designee for the inspection or regulation of live animal production or the processing and storage of meat by a producer of live animals for nonprofit consumption. So in order to sell that meat, you have to get your meat through a state inspection processing facility, and at that point, then you can sell your beef tamale. And with that, I'll stand for questions.
Anyone in opposition? All right, the reading clerk will please call the roll. The chief clerk will please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards. Eklund,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
Moniz, aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pennell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters, excused, Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of 2/3 of the elected members, House Bill 104 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 117. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
House Bill 117 from Representative Eklund, an act relating to pesticide registration.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure, Representative Eklund?
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I would move House Bill 117. This bill began as an Ag Committee bill, and it failed introduction in the Senate. There was confusion on the funding. They thought it should have started in the House. I've got all of their signatures on this thing. And it's a fairly necessary bill, so we're trying to bring it independently. And the EPA has mandated pesticide training, and they used to pay for it. And then it was paid for Crop Life America through grants, and now it's going to be paid for by registrants that pay to register their chemicals here. It's this idea is supported by producers. They'll end up paying for it. Nothing comes out of the general fund. It's self-funding. All of the farming groups and ag groups support it. It's not just used by agriculture. It's used by anybody who has to control noxious weeds. It's been administered through the Extension Service for as long as I can remember as well. And that will continue, just a different funding formula, and I'd appreciate it. This is badly needed by my industry. Thank you.
Anyone in opposition? right. Representative Laux, you have 1 minute.
Mr. Speaker, not so much in opposition. I just wish I could get an explanation of registrant, if that who that entails.
Anyone else in opposition? Rebuttal, Representative Eklund.
The registrants are the pesticide companies that do business in Wyoming. In order to sell in Wyoming, they register the product. There's a $15 increase on that fee that will be collected to help generate the money to do the certification for it. So the registrants are the pesticide companies.
Okay. The chief clerk will please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Gay,
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pipirinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters, excused, Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Edmonds, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 4 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 117 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 97. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
House Bill 97 from Representative Winters, an act relating to agriculture.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure? Representative Winters.
Mr. Speaker, Pro Tem, I bring you House Bill 97 and ask for your favorable consideration. We in Wyoming are not, we've been around this issue quite some time, and we developed a plan to manage the wolf that was hammered out with a lot of discussion with input from all parties. And the plan included two parts. One was a trophy game zone where predation payments would be given to ag producers within that zone. And the second part was a predator zone, where there wouldn't be a predation payment because the producer would be able to remove an offending animal. And indeed, there was also the ability by the predator control specialist to assist the ag producers. But with a federal court injunction in September of 2014, our plan was brought to a temporary halt. It's still halted now. And this has left these ag producers in the predator zone out in the cold because they couldn't take care of the problem and they couldn't get predation payments to offset their losses. And the predator control group couldn't access those funds that had been designated for the wolf. This bill asks for those funds that were allowed to revert to be brought back to help these ag producers until this issue is resolved. In helping these producers, we shouldn't do anything that inadvertently cause issues with the ongoing discussions. So there's been a lot of discussion with all of the relevant parties, and this is a very carefully designed bill. This bill stands up a temporary program in the Department of Ag, which is the agency that has jurisdiction over these areas. And this effort is only intended to be stood up for a limited time, and it would end with, one, the delisting of the wolf, or two, with the end of the biennial budget. And with that, I ask for your favorable consideration.
Anyone in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Representative Freeman.
I don't stand in opposition. I just have a question. I thought that the Game and Fish already had a predation fund to where that they can help agriculture retain its losses.
Rebuttal. Anyone else in opposition? Representative Conley.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, and see if I can see Representative Winters. I have a question, and two, I remember that there is compensation from Game and Fish, but I'm curious about what property means on page 2, line 2, because it was livestock as opposed to property. Property seems very broad to me.
Anyone else in opposition? Representative Winters, two questions, 30 seconds.
Thank you so much. Right now, the reason why Game and Fish is not the relevant party is because Game and Fish does not have jurisdiction outside of the trophy game zone. And so this also, if we tried to expand them into that predator zone, what would happen is it could potentially get in the way of this case that is ongoing. And so we don't want to do that. And so property also, this was is actually designed to work in the same way that the statutes that are guiding Game and Fish right now are working. And so those are the two answers to those two questions in 30 seconds.
All right. The chief clerk will please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Freeman,
aye.
Gay, Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
no.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden, McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stebson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters excused, Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Gay excused. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 5 no, 2 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of 2/3 of the members, House Bill 97 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee 6, Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 102. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
House Bill 102 from Representative Schwartz, an act relating to game and fish.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure, Representative Schwartz?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Move House Bill 102 and ask for your favorable consideration. I consider this bill to be a companion bill to House Bill 17 from yesterday that was brought by my esteemed colleague from House District 3. This bill is a result of discussions we had in interim regarding the expansion of the statute related to the collection of shed antlers and horns. The evidence we heard shows clearly that disturbance of big game herds has a negative impact on both mortality rates and reproductive success. But the testimony also clearly indicated that not all collectors of shed antlers disturb wildlife, and many other activities that are not collection of shed antlers do disturb the wildlife. So as a consequence, we were unable to reach a conclusion and propose a bill. So to address these issues, this bill is designed to allow the Game and Fish Commission to create rules regarding harassment and disturbance of big game animals in crucial winter ranges only on public lands from January through April. It also includes exemptions for governmental activities and agricultural, and I will confess I was negligent in not including industrial activities, which I would welcome as an amendment in committee. Further, it includes definitions of both disturbance and harassment. I ask for your favorable consideration and welcome any questions. Thank you.
In opposition, Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I rise in opposition to this. It just makes me very nervous that we're going to give the Fish and Game the authority to draft rules on access to public lands from January through April 30th. As the good presenter pointed out, there are some exemptions. There must be some concerns on that, or they wouldn't have made some of those exemptions. I think we really need to be careful here, and I'd encourage you to vote against this bill.
Further opposition, Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick question. I would like to know, based on the definition on page 3, how you tell if a big game animal is worried.
And further opposition, Representative Eklund.
Thank you. I guess I need a clarification. There are ranchers in this one area that can't shoot the wolves or predators, and they're unable to collect compensation for the death of their livestock. They're left with shooing them away with a stick, I think. So is this included in that type of harassment that the bill has? Thank you.
And with 30 seconds left, Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. What are you, the majority? No, you're the Speaker Pro Tem. Thank you. Okay, 30 seconds starts now. You know, this looks like a stealth bill to me that is going to impact our revenue-generating industries in Wyoming from January 1st to the end of April every year. That's one-third of the year. So just take a look at our revenue picture and deduct a third off of it. And how would you like that?
Okay, the chief. Oh, I'm sorry. Rebuttal, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. One question was how you know when big game is worried. I believe there's a crease in their brow that is clearly visible. I would assure my esteemed colleague there was no stealth intended in this. It is a bill designed to protect the health of our big game herds.
All right, the chief clerk will please call the roll.
Allen. No. Baker. No. Baldwin. No. Barlow. No. Berger. No. Berger. No. Blackburn. No. Blake. No. Burkhart. No. Bird. Aye. Campbell. Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparik, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, no. Larson Dan, no. Lindholm, no. Lockhart, no. Laux, no. Madden, no. McKim, no. Miller, no. Moniz, no. Nicholas, no. Northrup, no. Paxton, no. Pelkey, aye. Petroff, aye. Piperinen, no. Pinnell, no. Reeder, no. Schwartz, no. Summers, no. Steinmetz, no. Stubson, Throne, Walters excused, Wilson, Winters, Swanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 11 aye, 48 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 102 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 106. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
House Bill 106 from Representative Miller, an act relating to state lands.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure, Representative Miller?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move House Bill 106 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a very simple bill. It just goes into Section 1 there on page 1, Wyoming Statute 36-2-107B, Romanet 5. And 5 is camping overnight on state land. And so this eliminates that particular statute. That does not eliminate the ability of the State Lands Department to eliminate camping in areas they so designate, or other things the State Lands Department wants to do to protect their leasers of the state lands to protect their interests also. This just allows that if someone hasn't made an effort to request that the state land forbid camping, it'll be open ground. You could do a bill or do an amendment to this that allows closing of the state land if it happens to be next to a rancher's house or something like that. So I've had lots of complaints from constituents on this particular item. They don't want the state of Wyoming taking over the federal lands because of this very issue right here.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Representative Larson.
Thank you, Speaker Pro Tem. I like the idea, but I have to push back a little, and I think the good representative mentioned some of my concerns. The bill needs to address the lessee may have, like who cleans up after the campers leave, what if there's livestock grazing in the area, and the state may find few who are willing to lease the land, you know, with this happening. So hopefully if it passes, some amendments will come.
Anyone else wishing to speak in opposition? Representative Freedom. Freeman.
Just another word for nothing left to lose. I would just offer caution to this bill. I've gone to two presentations with lots of slides on how difficult it is to maintain state lands, even when they fenced people out for keeping the trash out and the deprivation caused by irresponsible motorcycles, ATVs, and stuff like that. We just don't have the resources to open this up, is my belief.
Further opposition with 40 seconds left. Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I just, my only caution, I think, you know, when I was a freshman, I think 14 years ago, I probably voted for this bill. It's come every now and again, and it's a popular idea, but I think the more I've learned about this issue, and really from my constituents who hold these leases on these state lands, and really the state board that has a duty to get the maximum value of these lands, whether they're penitentiary lands, University of Wyoming lands, state hospital lands, or the majority that are school lands. So, you know, you can hike, bike, hunt and fish, do all those things during the day, but, and you can camp in areas that the state board has allowed you to camp.
Time.
Thank you.
Rebuttal, Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. You know, all that's true. You can use the land during the day, and in the statute right now, it says state lands are closed to camping, except in the cases where the board allows them to be. But that's a very, very, like, probably less than 1% of the state lands. I think some of these state lands that are in remote areas, I don't know why we can't have camping on those. And also, it's the, you know, if it's next to other public lands,
time.
BLM lands.
The chief clerk will please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Dayton.
No.
Edmonds. Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Eklund,
no.
Esquivel,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
no.
Greer,
no.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
no.
Kirkbride,
no.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan, Lindholm,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Paxton,
no.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
no.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
no.
Summers,
no.
Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne, Walters, excused. Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 27 aye, 32 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive the affirmative votes of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 106 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 112. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
House Bill 112 from Representative Escobel, an act relating to game and fish.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure, Representative Escobel?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, I move House Bill 112 and ask for your favorable consideration. And this, folks, gets into our residency requirements. And there's actually three different types of residency requirements within the state. You have your residency requirements. So you can have a fishing and hunting license. And then there's also residency requirements for registering vehicles and then registering requirements for voting. Now, what this bill does is it kind of goes back to what we tried to do last year in the Chairman of Revenue's bill, where he was talking about the LLCs that were being set up in the state to the north of us and the big RVs and motorhomes that we were losing a lot of tax revenue on. This bill will actually add another layer on to what a park ranger is going to look at when he comes to your check your license. So this past summer, I'm up at the state park here fishing, and the boat comes up to the shore, and he asked to see my fishing license, and I show him my fishing license. He says, can I see your driver's license? I say, well, that's over in my car. So he says, well, where you camp? I go, well, right around the corner there. Look for that blue Ford F-150. And he comes over a little bit later, and he checks my driver's license. Well, in the next camp, there's a big RV. It's got a Wyoming tag on the truck, but the RV has that blue license plate to the north. And I asked him a little later, I said, why didn't you ask that guy to see his registration? I said, is he a resident fisher here? And he said, yeah, he is. But the RV registered in Montana. So last year when we talked about this, there was quite a bit of revenue that we were losing. And next week, I think we're going to be talking a lot time. About revenue.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition to the bill? One minute. Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a question, because I haven't quite figured out what the bill does yet or why it's necessary. So I don't need another story. I just need a 30 seconds on why this body needs to pass it this year in a budget session.
Anyone else in opposition or to lob further softballs? All right. Representative Escobel, you have 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. When you look at the revenue picture, there's very few things that we can do in this state now to capture a tax that's due. And there's people out there that know how to play the game. And it's obviously, if you can afford this type of a vehicle, you can afford to pay the taxes. And we as a state, we are very generous to people that have residency in the state of Wyoming. So you look at the difference from what a big game deer license is to non-resident. You look at the revenue we're losing. I mean, that's what we're trying to do here, is add
time.
Another level.
Thank the you. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly. Dayton, Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Kasparik,
no.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
no.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
no.
Piperinen,
no.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters excused. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Edwards, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 36 aye, 23 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 112 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 107. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
House Bill 107 from Representative Brown, an act relating to real property.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure, Mr. Speaker?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. This is a bill that's brought at the behest of the county clerks. It's about electronically recording documents in the land records in the county clerk's office. Some offices are doing that now. Some are not. We previously passed a bill, and there's an acronym for the name of it. I can't remember. We passed a bill that allowed electronic signatures and gave some validation to electronic signatures. Based on that, some clerks began accepting electronic filings, and some didn't. This merely codifies what some of them are doing and says that a county clerk may accept electronic filings if certain conditions are met. It has to have an electronic signature, and it's subject to rules and regulations to be promulgated by the Department of Enterprise Technology, and it has all the safeguards of authenticity that paper documents do, and it says if a clerk does accept electronic filings, they still have to accept paper filings as well. And I may have neglected to move it, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, so I move the bill and urge your favorable consideration.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition to the bill? The Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Harvey, aye.
Hunt,
aye. Yagi, aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lauchs,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey, Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters excused, Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Croker, no to aye. Gay, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the members, House Bill 107 has been introduced. It is assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 108. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
House Bill 108 from Representative Brown, an act relating to corporations, partnerships, and associations.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure, Mr. Speaker?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. This does not actually create any new law. We created a statute in the Uniform Corporation Act that also addressed limited liability companies. And it's in the part on foreign corporations, but there's a provision in there that says foreign limited liability companies can do business in the state of Wyoming if they register with the Secretary of State and do all those things. However, we neglected to put anything in the Limited Liability Company Act that said that. And I went absolutely crazy one day because I knew we passed that. I knew I could do it, and I couldn't find it. And finally, I had to call our LSO office They said, well, it was in the Corporation Act, but not in the Limited Liability Act. So what this does is add that provision, which is already authorized, in the Limited Liability Company Act so that people that are as dense as I am can find it. And I move the bill and urge your favorable consideration, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition to the bill? Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the bringer of the motion, how do you explain dents to this group and in your discussion?
Mr. Speaker, may I point out the irony of not understanding the question? But go ahead, and you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
I rest my case, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
The chief clerk will please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay. Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey, Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pennell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters excused, Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 59 aye, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 108 has been introduced. It is assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 119. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
House Bill 119 from Representative Dan Zwanitzer, an act relating to elections.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure, Chairman Zwanitzer?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Ladies and gentlemen, House Bill 119 plays with the time limits of our filing deadline for our campaigns. Many of you, hopefully all of you, know that this will be the first year in a long while where we have a different financial picture in our elections. We have taken off the individual donation limits and the PAC donation limits. And so as I was thinking this year of how this is all going to work, I wanted to play with the dates of when our filings are due. Currently, they're due 7 days before the primary in general, and then your receipts are due 7 days after. This bill changes it to 30 days before. Let me just give you a little bit. I'm not wedded to the 30 days, but I do think we need to have a little more flexibility on when those filings are due. Currently, you know, by the time you get around to 7 days before, you can't raise enough money if you find out your opponent or a PAC group has come after you to be able to raise the type of funds. Also, when you have 7 days before, by the time the Secretary of State's office realizes that, turns your name into the list, you don't actually do your filing. Really, there's no time to come after you or have the press notify that you never even did your filing until after the primary election or general election date. And so there's just a couple of discrepancies that I would like to work out in committee of possibly when to make these filings due so we're not doing back-to-back within 14 days. And I'd be happy to answer any questions about that.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition to the bill? The chief clerk will please call the roll.
Allen,
aye.
Baker,
no.
Baldwin,
aye.
Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blackburn,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Burkhart,
no.
Byrd,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Clem,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Dayton,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Edwards,
no.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart. Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stebson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters excused. Wilson.
No.
Winters. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Yagi? Aye to no. Pipirinen? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 45 aye, 14 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 119 has been introduced. It is assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 122. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
House Bill 122 from Representative Hunt, an act relating to elections.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure, Mr. Majority Whip?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I bring to you, fellow colleagues, and in a few cases, fellow scofflaws, a bill that would eliminate the electioneering requirements within the early voting period, the 60 days, the 60 calendar days, prior to the primary and general elections. Now, we all know that in most cases, the early voting period that goes on at our local courthouses, and so the restriction says that within 100 yards of the polling place, there can be no signs, there can be no bumper stickers, so on and so forth. I bring this in an interest of private property rights and free speech rights. If you have a home or a business within 100 yards of a polling place, a.k.a. the courthouse, then there have been cases where it's been enforced that people cannot put up a yard sign for the entire 60-day period prior to the election. And so that is the intent of the bill. I believe there may need to be an amendment clarifying that they cannot be campaigning or electioneering within the courthouse itself or on private public property, rather. But that is the intent of the bill, and I would stand for any question. Thank you.
Anyone in opposition? Representative Larson. Microphone.
Yeah, now you hear me. With the palm of my hand.
Thank you.
With the palm of my hand. I just have a question on there. I didn't see any definition for early voting. Is that something that you're planning on putting into the definitions?
Anyone else to speak in opposition? Representative Freeman.
I miss the Capitol. Just a point of clarification. Early voting doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be happening at the polling place. And I just wonder if there's, you know, if there's a clarification, because I know I've had to take down signs because they were within 100 yards or whatever it was. But my county clerk had no problems with me letting neighbors put my signs up, and I was diligent enough to go take them down before people came to the polls. So I don't know if I want to know how this solved that problem or creates a problem.
Rebuttal, Mr. Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. The good gentleman from the Southwest is correct. Not all early voting takes place at the polling place at the courthouse, but many people do vote there. And so for the time frame that we're talking about, I think that it's a restriction on those who wish to show their support for somebody or an issue, that they have to take their campaign sign down for a full 2 months leading up to actual election day, understanding that on the election day itself, they would still have to take them down. And then to the other question, yes, I would consider addressing that and adding that as well. Thank you.
The chief clerk will please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn. Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds. Edwards,
no.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
no.
Greer,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Kasparik,
no.
Kinner,
no.
Kirkbride,
no.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
No.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff. Piperinen.
No.
Pennell.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz. Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters excused. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Blake. Aye to no. Jennings. No to aye. Are there any other? Winters. Aye to no. Are there any further changes? The vote is closed. 27 aye, 32 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive an affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 122 has failed introduction. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I move that the House stand in recess until 2 p.m.
You've heard the motion. Do we have committee announcements?
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Yes, Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Privilege of the floor.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to announce that there is currently, starting today, a food truck in front of the entrance to the facility. The Jonah Committee has made those arrangements. So there you go.
Okay, committee announcements. Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet 5 minutes after noon recess to hear three bills, hopefully. House Bill 31, the Uniform Securities Act, all 205 pages, House Bill 53, Special District Task Force, and House Bill 35, Pharmacy Benefit Manager Regulation.
Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet in 5 minutes in room H38 to consider House Bill 40, Operation of Watercraft Under the Influence of Alcohol, House Bill 71, Governmental Claims, Circuit Court, and House Bill 58, Human Trafficking.
Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Education, number 4, will meet in House 38 tomorrow at noon recess to do House Bill 73 and House Bill 87. Thank you.
Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Revenue Committee, Committee number 3, will be meeting tomorrow on Friday, and we're going to discuss House Bill 42, Fuel Tax Revenue Restriction. 80 is Community College Budget Request. 88 is Zero-Based Budget Sunset. And then we're going to discuss House Joint Resolution 3, Balanced Budget Amendment Resolution. And please note, committee, the time is 7:30 tomorrow.
Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will be meeting tomorrow, Friday, February 12th at 8 a.m. in room H38 to consider House Joint Resolution 2, Kenny Sailor's Naismith Hall of Fame, House Joint Resolution 4, Gray Wolves and Grizzly Bears, and House Bill 17, Shed Antlers and Horns.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Your House Committee number 2, Appropriations, will meet upon noon recess today to hear House Bill 46, Investment of Workers' Compensation Account, re-referred bills, House Bill 9, Tribal License Plates, House Bill 10, Clean Water Revolving Fund Amendments, House Bill 28, Cease and Transfer Program, and House Bill 41, Omnibus Water Bill Construction. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Kasparek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Your committee number 9, Minerals, will meet tomorrow, Friday, February 12th at 8 a.m. in House Room 37 to hear the following bills. House Bill 47, Refugee Resettlement Plan Accountability, and House Bill 82, Termination of Employment Wages Time Limits.
Chairman's wanted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Your committee number 8, Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs, will meet today, 10 minutes after adjournment, in H37 to hear one bill, House Bill 49, Abandoned Vehicles, number 2.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet Friday, 10 minutes afternoon recess in H37. Where we'll hear two bills, House Bill 57, Upper Payment Limit Program, Private Hospitals, and House Bill 74, Upper Payment Limit, Public Nursing Homes.
Mr. Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Your committee number 12, Rules, will be meeting 10 minutes after adjournment today in room L54.
Any other announcements? All right, the motion on the table is to recess until 2 p.m. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We will stand at recess until 2 p.m.